So last Sunday or last Monday we returned from Korea, and I want to tell you now about the things that we saw and heard there in Korea. So first, let us read the Bible. Today's Bible verse is from the first letter of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. This is about page 927 in the Brown Bibles. The first chapter of 1 John. If you read Japanese, you can see it on the screen as well. So, from the first letter of John, chapter 1, verse 1. Let us read it now. The first letter of John, chapter 1, from verse 1. That was that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched. This we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. John tells us what his purpose was in writing this letter. In verse 4, he says, we write this to make our joy complete. I don't think it was that John had no problems, no worries at that time. Nor were the people he was writing to without suffering and fears. Yet, though there was a problem, there was a solution as well. There was a reason to be full of joy, and that reason is the fellowship with God. The fellowship with the Father and the Son. And so, this was the fountain of strength from the Father and the Son that is the base of our fellowship. Our lives can be full of the joy of God. And that's because we are given the fellowship with God. Koinonia is such a fellowship. It's a fellowship with God and with each other. And so koinonia fills us with joy. Though there are problems, though conditions are difficult now, but even so, the fellowship that God gives us will fill us with overflowing joy. The koinonia of 2019 also was an experience of joy for us. So what kind of fellowship, what kind of joy was there? In John, he speaks of the things that he saw and heard. And we too will be telling you of the things that we saw, the things that we heard. So here, early on the 8th, on Friday, we left Japan. When we arrived at Incheon Airport in Korea, there were already familiar faces who warmly welcomed us. We were met by elders and officials of the church, and those who we met last year who came. And also, our Pastor Hon was the same Pastor Hon as ever. He went there in short pants and t-shirt. On the first day, our mission was to break up into five groups and visit five different churches. And so we went to each church, and this was not just a visit, but we were there to learn the character and history of each of these churches. It was a precious chance. Normally, when you go to these churches, you see these wonderful worship halls. But this was not just a chance to see beautiful worship halls. It was also a chance to hear. Some of these churches are as big as any in the world, and they are the earliest churches in Korea. And so we were able to see how their history was and see their place in Korean society. Like John, who met Jesus, he saw his body, he heard his voice, and believed in him. And so in the same way, as John was able to have fellowship with Jesus Christ himself, we would have go to Korea, see the churches, hear about them, and study them. And in this way, we could know about the country and the country's churches. We could learn about them, and we could trust them. And in this way, a true relationship is built through this fellowship that was born there. We too, in this way, are able to see Christ, hear Christ, and understand and trust in him. Because God's fellowship is something that is continuing. We talk about it in the present. And we need to face the history of Korea and of Korean churches. So we went to see, to hear, to understand, and to learn trust. So let's look at the things that we learned about our past and Korea's past in this koinonia. 24 young people went to Korea. At the beginning, they were a little bit nervous, but as soon as we got there, they were relieved. So let's look at some photographs. There was a two-night, three-day camp, and there were times for playing games. They played very seriously, but they enjoyed it. And this continued for hours, I think. Then they also had a time to draw each other's faces, such a game. And in order to know someone's face, you have to look at it carefully for a while. You want to know their noses and eyes, their mouths, the shape of their hair, and all of the parts of their faces. So this was a pleasant time, but they also had times of passion and seriousness. They praised God, and they also prayed together. When having fellowship with the young people of Taepan Church, they were able to see the present time. It takes great courage to enter such a fellowship. They had to learn about Korean society, their work, and their faith, their lives of faith. We found out that those young people also have the same worries, the same difficulties of understanding, the same trouble in keeping up their strength of faith. And as we look at these photographs, both churches' young people together were able to pray together. They took each other's hands and placed their arms on their shoulders and together prayed with those beside them. They prayed for each other's blessing with passion. At the end of the camp was a wonderful time of fellowship in God's family. We were able to face each other and confirm that we were all of this God's family. Together we praised, together we prayed, together we studied the Word, together we thought about it. In this way, both churches' young people were able to see and confirm that they were together in the same place with the same understanding. After the end of the camp, we went together to Sodaemun Prison, which has become a museum of the imperial rule of Japan in Korea. This is a word that is not so familiar in Japan. We talk about the Great Japanese Empire. And Korea, as well as other parts of Asia, were ruled over by Japan at that time. And there were many problems that we do not remember here. In Sodaemun prison, we saw the truth on a very hot day. And the people parents, children, young people were all there. And we see the past relation of Japan and Korea there. The young people of Megumi Church were shocked by what they saw there and learned. They felt guilt and pain at what had been done there. And they were able to they wondered how those Korean people, those young people that they had been praying and praising and laughing with just now at Taepan Church, how in the face of this past full of suffering, pain, and fear, how they could face each other. This day, the guide was a young woman who had been a exchange student in Japan and a volunteer for this work. But she wasn't just fluent in Japanese, but she was also very familiar with the history. She told us that she did not feel hate for Japanese, but she did want us to know the history of this place. And these words were heavy in all of our hearts. Yet, the young people of Tepon Church welcomed us back to the church with the same smiles as ever. We too need to know the past. We need to study the past that we can face each other knowing these things. We need to understand it and accept it in our hearts. It's because there that fellowship with our Korean brothers and sisters will begin. This is the foundation, the base for our fellowship. I think that we received homework from God at Sodemun Prison. Then, on the 11th, we got up in the morning and went to Tepon Church to gather for the service. And the Lord's Day began then. Pastor Hon gave his sermon. Gil Sensei offered the prayer of blessing. Arai Sensei spoke a bit, and the Koinonia exchange students also testified to the blessings they received here. It was full of hope. Then the young people together offered worship and special praise songs, and together they raised their joyful voices. It was truly a blessed day. Also, there were many chances to meet people we have known. Here's a picture of Rasan. And the Kims. And they came to Tepon Church to meet us with their daughter Suming. We met the Eon San San and Cheon Sun San. These were people who created Koinonia, who had the original idea for Koinonia, and convinced the elders of Tepon Church to participate. And here are Chomun Sun and Paka Jongfung. 10 years ago, I went to their wedding ceremony at this Tepon Church in December of 2009. It was a cold winter day, but it was a very warm ceremony. And this was the last time I had been to Korea, so it's been 10 years since I was able to visit Korea. And yet, after 10 years, I felt at home there. I didn't feel like it was 10 years. I felt like it was returning to my own home, my family's home. On this trip, I took my camera, and in 5 days, I took 2,500 photos. I can't show you all. I wish I could, but here I want to show you a few of them while the background music plays. Verse 4. We write this to make our joy complete. As I said at the beginning, John had a clear purpose in writing this letter. He wanted to bring overflowing joy to his readers. Surely this was not such a simple thing in the situation the Christians were in at that time. Yet, he did not lose hope. because he had a reason for joy that he could trust. This was the fellowship with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. And we, too, in Koinonia, have a reason for joy that we can trust. In Koinonia, we overcome the barriers of country, language, and culture. And now, will you go to Korea? Will there be Koinonia this year? Many people were worried about that. But we ourselves knew we would go to Korea. We had no worries about that. We could see no reason to abandon our trip to Korea, because this was Koinonia. Megumi Church and Teppan Church have together created this fellowship in God. The conditions may be difficult. This is not a simple age that we live in. But even in such an age, we will continue our Koinonia. I want to see the smiles like those on our young people's faces. I want to see again the Koinonia, the joy of Koinonia that our young people experience this time. So now let us pray.